This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and Kangaroo Island Log is still being quite talked about, and while it is there waiting to be moved off the island and processed possibly at Jamestown, the time is ticking. I'm joined by Nathan Payne, CEO of SA Forest Products Association. Nathan, thanks for joining me again.
Good morning, Jordan, and good morning to your listeners.
So what's the latest we've heard on Kangaroo Island timber?
Yeah, look, we're still very optimistic about the kind of the positive direction that this proposal is moving in. We've had more meetings between Morgan Sawmill and the state government, as well as, of course, the broader discussion around how we actually unlock the impediments to be able to get the fire-affected timber off of the island and move it into the Morgan Sawmill in Jamestown.
One of the things I've heard from Minister Basham in particular was they're looking for, a stronger business plan in regards to moving the log from Kangaroo Island to Jamestown. How's that progressing?
Yeah, I guess there's three key components. First one is to be able to unlock the impediments to getting the log off the island. So obviously, we need to get off the island first. There are some challenges around the cost of moving the log. Obviously, it's about 600 kilometres to move log from Pandana at the centre of Kangaroo Island, where the timber actually is, to Jamestown. So it's a fair distance. We've been seeking some support from state and federal government through the Forest Transport Assistance Package, similar to what was offered to New South Wales and Victoria last year. I'm optimistic that we'll be able to get that through. And then, of course, it's really going to be up to Morgan's to put together a business case to show that and demonstrate that the upgrade to the mill will be able to deliver additional structural timber to support the builders in South Australia that urgently need access to structural timber to build homes. The massive weight of new home building demand that has been caused by the home builder program and just strong general demand.
And I guess the attitude of the industry as a whole at the moment seems to be, we need this log from Kangaroo Island. Without a government assistance or a government, some sort of, assisting with the payments or the cost of this, how much would it cost to process the log otherwise?
Oh, look, the simple reality is that we've got two processes for structural timber in South Australia, Timberlink at Tarpena and 141's Jubilee Mill in Mount Gambier, so they're both down the southeast. Those mills are operating at capacity. So, they're pumping out as much structural timber as they possibly can. The staff there are doing a fantastic job trying to get as much structural timber out into the market as possible. The reality is we just don't have any other mills to process structural timber in South Australia. So everybody else is either at capacity or not kitted up and fitted out to produce structural timber. And that's what Morgan's is talking about doing, is an upgrade to the mill to enable it to be able to produce structural timber outside of Morgan's upgrading, or any other mill upgrading for that matter. We will just have to continue to use the supplies that are being produced when they're produced by the existing mills.
So, of course, a lot of the strain on the industry at the moment has come about with an increase of demand through the home builder scheme. What was it like pre-home builder? What was the timber situation like for South Australia before then?
Yeah, look, I mean, I guess it's important to recognise and reflect that the southeast produces about 30% of Australia's structural timber, so it really is the engine room. We grow about one structural. I like to say we grow about one house every 4 minutes in South Australia. Before this weight of demand, South Australia would build about 8,000 dwellings a year. We're talking the demand now is about 20,000 dwellings. So that gives you kind of an idea of the scale that we're trying to deal with. What we've got is a pretty strong industry. What we know, though, is that this challenge right now that we're seeing, this demand blip, is really giving us a window into the future, because we are losing rapidly the estate down in the southeast, where water policies mean that once we harvest some of the estate, we're not necessarily being able to replant it. So over the last 10 years, we've lost about 30,000 hectares of estate. What we know is that unless we can get more trees in the ground in 20 years' time, this is going to be the norm. And that's why we're working so hard with state government to try and get policies in place to make sure that we get more trees in the ground so we can build houses for generations to come.
I guess with log on Kangaroo Island, then if we move that to sawmills across the state, would that, I guess, be able to offset some of the trees that they're cutting down? Or, I don't know, could that be a replacement in some cases rather than chopping down trees that may not need to be chopped down just yet?
Yes, it could. The downside of that, of course, is that it wouldn't be providing additional structural timber into the market. So, you know, the proposal from Morgan's really is about getting an additional, I think it works out to about 67.5, enough structural timber for an additional 67.5 dwellings per month. If the KI log was to go to other mills as resource replacement, that obviously wouldn't increase the amount of structural timber available. It would just be a flatline exercise. But that's, I guess, for each mill to look at in and of their own right. Obviously, we've got the proposal from Morgan's. I think hopefully government will look at it. We know that there's some builders who are doing it tough right now, particularly small to medium sized builders who desperately need access to more structural timber. And Morgan's is potentially one pathway for that to be delivered.
No worries. Well, Nathan, thank you so much for your time again.
Thank you so much.
That was Nathan Payne, the CEO of Forest Products Association in South Australia, on your Classic It's Breakfast.